Jake Spaulding back with you as we continue on here with the Call Locker Room Chats presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Talking about the guys' side now, a record from last year of 14-8. Coach Matt Simmons entering his fourth season at the helm of Perry Lecompton. Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us and excited about getting the basketball season underway. We'll chat with you every single week throughout the season. But I wanted to get your thoughts on off-season, summer workouts, summer different events that you guys went to as a group. And then I want to talk a little bit about the Jamboree as well. So what did you see this past off-season coming off of a really good year last year?
Yeah, we had really good commitment. You know, when you're at a smaller school, you really share athletes. And, you know, as coaching staff across the board, we all really promote and encourage kids to go out for every sport. So we work together, you know, as coaching staffs to share the athletes and have a good balance to where kids aren't getting burnt out. So I thought we had a really good commitment level from the kids. A lot of younger kids came through this summer, so you can tell they're fired up about the future and being a part of it. We host the Summer League on Monday nights and had 8 teams come to that, 7 plus us this year, and get 2 games every Monday night. And then went to a couple little tournaments, one at Rock Creek, and we did a little 4-team tournament in Manhattan and played some bigger schools like Hayes and Topeka West and St. Mary's, who's in our league, and challenged ourselves quite a bit this summer and had some really good commitment. And you could tell the kids are fired up for basketball even all the way last summer.
That's awesome. That's a good thing. And again, it's kind of easy, isn't it, a little bit, Coach, when you've got 10 letter winners coming back, 4 starters coming back, especially on a successful season last year for your program. You guys did fall in the sub-state semifinal round to Topeka Hayden. But when you have that many kids that are back from a previous year, don't you think that kind of fuels that fire for the program?
Yeah, you know, and 2 years ago we had a really good year and had 19 wins and went to the state tournament. And a lot of these kids were freshmen and sophomores, you know, in the program and even on the bench, or even like an Eli Dean played in all those games. And so they've been around a lot of success. And last year we didn't really know what to expect. We had, you know, Ronnie Baker never touched the varsity floor. Aiden Graves had barely ever played. Colt Kniper got very limited minutes. And, you know, Tyler Reed kind of played some minutes on that team. And we came out and I think we surprised a lot of people, including the coaching staff. You know, you want to set your expectations high, but you also want to be, you know, have some understanding of what you have coming out. And these kids just, I mean, bought in completely to how we play and played really hard on the defensive end. And it helped us, you know, win 14 games in a really tough league. And, you know, falling in the second round to the team that made it to the state, you know, tournament, you know, it's nothing to shake your head at. We had a really good season, played really hard, and now we bring 4 of those guys who started back for another year this year. So getting really excited to get the year started.
Yeah, get this next year going. I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about here in just a minute as you guys begin this season at Silver Lake. But just tell me a little bit about, you know, where you've seen this program as it's still on a trajectory of up right now. 43-24 in your tenure at the head coach of Perry Lecompton. Just tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in your previous just few years leading up to this year as you see this program continuing to build in the right direction.
Well, there's no doubt I've been fortunate to have really good players. My coaching staff's been really, really helpful to me. Todd Gish on my staff, who was the head coach of Valley Falls for several years on the boys and girls side, and Caitlin Hills was on my staff and is now at Hutchinson High on the girls side as the head coach. And we kind of all felt the same way about the program and the players. If we can get them all to buy in and understand their role and understand how we want to play defense and offense, that, you know, the rest will take care of themselves. And just really blessed with really good kids that come from really good families, and you know, their families have, you know, had them play since they were young, and that's really the key to have success in high school. It's, you know, the product, you know, if you come in and you've already worked really hard and created a lot of good habits and skills, and then we can just take it and run from there. And I think that's what we've done. We've been really lucky with good players and kids who buy into the program and, you know, want to really represent Perry Lecompton in the right way.
All right. Season gets started tomorrow at Silver Lake, and then you go right into a tournament already. So, you know, a lot of action right off the jump. We're talking about some kids like Aiden Graves, Dayton Tucker. You mentioned Ronnie Baker and Colton Kniper. You know, are the boys ready to rock and roll tomorrow night as they as you guys travel over to Silver Lake?
Yeah, I think we're excited for the new league, new opportunity. You know, previous years you have to play everybody twice, and, you know, now we play pretty much everybody in the league one time. So I think it's kind of an exciting way to do it. And also, you know, you get a storied program like Silver Lake with all the winning they've done there and the names and the players that have come through and the coaches. You know, it's an exciting place to go play a program that had a ton of success, and they won 14, 15 games last year and returned some studs on that team. And, you know, it's definitely a difficult start, and then it doesn't get any easier. And, you know, play 4 games in 7 days heading over to Paola and play the state champs in Wellsville in the first game, and then back-to-back 4A schools. So the good thing is this group's been battle-tested, and we're going to go compete. Whatever the outcome is, you know, we're going to make sure that we stick to our game plan and stick to what we do best, and throw the ball up and see what happens.
I love that mindset, Coach. We're going to be chatting every single week with you as the season progresses. I wish you nothing but the best of luck and stay healthy, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, that's Head Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton Cons. Again, the Call Locker Room Chat presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.